Okay, what do we got to work on?
Administratively, whatever you, Danny said he had a couple of things.
Well, we called order?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I think it's, we need to do something about this 160 side of the jail. We need to get in gear, out of gear, up gear or something on at least getting some vegetation of some kind started there. It's going to have its own growth the time we get the time we get it started. I personally myself think it would be a huge investment for us to go ahead and lay a couple of, if nothing else, turf, Bermuda turf strips along the top. It'll start running, and it'll be down that hill. I mean, if we had it up to the curbing, and they're 3-4 foot wide, and had it, two strips of it on the top side. Mm-hmm. And if they don't plan on doing anything else because of the weather or whatever, just to get it to that point, it'll take off and have its.
Are you concerned that it's going to grow and seed out, and then we aren't going to be able to mow it? What we had. Let me tell you where I stopped to the point on that hill for. We got a bid for irrigation, $7,500 to irrigate it from the top down. We also got a bid to do vinca minor, vinca, which is a low crawling blooming vine for the whole hillside, mm-hmm. and with the landscaping fabric. So we have prices for all that. It's roughly if we pay someone to do the irrigation, which is $7,500, we can plant the plants ourselves and get them pretty cheap. I think they were down to 50 cents for a 4-inch pot, which is a pretty good start, but we'd have to buy like 1,000 plants. So about $4,000 on that top of that, but it would not have to be weed-eated or mowed ever again. Because my concern is if we have grass, we're going to try to mow it. And if we try to mow it, it's just dangerous. And that way the vinca would live during the vine or whatever vine you wanted to do, that would away, and it would live in the summer months. So that's where I stopped, and once we got our irrigation price to make sure we could get the hillside irrigated.
And you think it's the best? Do you think that particular vegetation would be
that's
the best
what
for elite, that site?
I mean, I'm familiar with that vegetation. The landscaping companies that we had come in and do some suggestions, they both suggested that just because it's a low growth. And it takes a couple years for it to take off, though, but on year three, it really should cover this hillside.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, I was looking at it the other day after they...
Yeah, stripped to the end?
After they mowed it and this and that, and we've still got a sewer line that has to go through on the lower side.
Right.
So I was trying to stay away from the anything that had to do with the lower half of it. But if we'll get something that vines... And I guess that's what you're talking about. But if we get something that vine, it'll start its tendons growing out and start taking root, as it goes down. Now, I don't know anything about this particular plant that you're talking about.
You've seen them around. I mean, it's pretty popular in the area.
Now, crown vetch and things like that. Of course, crown vetch gets stemmy and gets tall, but it's what's used. It was what was used out on the... Walmart Supercenter Target and all that, and as it comes off of those steeper places, it just keeps it grows and rolls is the way it and
but it grows a little taller, right?
Yeah,
for us it doesn't matter. I mean, it really comes down to a price. What I didn't want to do was grass, just because if I'm just concerned our guys would try to mow it, at least the steep side. Now down low, where the sewer is coming through, I think we should try to make that grass as much as possible. But my thing was, if we can get irrigation, make sure it grows during the summer, because if we can get water on it, it'll grow extra faster in the hot time.
Well, we're losing time for this year.
Right.
And if
we can still make it. I mean, we could.
And I don't know about the sewer plant's going to go. I mean, whenever the sewer line's going to go up and when we're going to get Shorty Cooper overlaid.
Right.
Your price of the irrigation was how much?
$7,500. We've had phone 7,500.
Because you gotta remember, we gotta bring water underneath the sleeve, underneath the sally port.
The reason I asked the question, besides curious again, but will it be needed after it gets going? What you're saying is it really won't be needed after it gets going, right? If that's what we did.
We, you know, there's probably after year three, probably not. I mean, we could easily just try to do it with hoses, and if it doesn't work, we can always come back and trench it up and just buy the plants and do it. I mean, what I hear Danny saying is let's get something on that.
Yeah, you know, if it, this year would have, I mean, it's not like ever, you know, before. If we'd had something on there earlier this spring, it'd already been taken in because, like I said, the wild grass has gone to pretty well. The other day when they mowed it, I hate to say it, but it just for the way it looked as far as the hillside.
Looked all right.
I mean, with just what vegetation was on there and the clippings that fell, it doesn't have to be. Now, it can be a beautiful looking slope coming off of there. So it depends on what we're looking for. And
I get mixed up. The crown vetch is the one that's out of Target, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you're talking about is lower.
It's lower. It's about a 6-inch plant.
If we're going to go with something like that, I'd prefer the lower because I'm really not crazy. I don't think that. I mean, it's a good cover and it's all that.
And I'm honestly, I'm just indifferent. Yeah. I just want. I mean, my thought is just get something that.
That's the reason I was
just get it going
about the old Bermuda plant because it stays low and just runs on the ground, you know. Yeah.
But we would need water that.
You'd have to water it, I guess.
It would brown up pretty bad in the June and July on that hillside because there's not much good soil there. But if we did the vines, we'd bring in some topsoil.
I want to be sure that we're not bringing in that vine that there's some controversy about.
Not that one. I know which one you're talking about. There's a couple of them.
It's got a little purple looking flower like the crown.
Frank's idea was to just not cover it with dirt, but just fill some holes for what you're planting.
Well, actually, one of Frank's ideas.
I think I understand.
Well, Frank's one of the ideas that Frank and I talked about was. Sorry, I guess you got to have this. Was that we would put a couple inches of soil on it, put the landscaping fabric down, and then stake it so the soil wouldn't wash all the way down the hill. You would create like little sub. Every 2 foot or so, you would put some sort of stakes in it so that the dirt would stay in it and those little terraces all the way down. And then poke a hole for where you wanted the plant.
Until you could take it, spike it, mm-hmm. like you do your golf courses.
Right.
And sow it, and you're going to get it. I mean, this year you could get a growth on it that would cover it all.
Right.
And this fall with a wheat and something else mixture or a rye and something else mixture.
My only concern is that we're going to try to mow it. It's going to look shabby if we put a grass on there.
This goes back before your day. I got a landscaper to come look at, and ask him about mowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us a bid of $150 to mow it, which is pretty reasonable.
Very reasonable.
And I kind of had a little bit of desire to have grass just because it looked nicer. I'd like it to look nice.
I tell you.
And I'm worried. That's why I don't like the crown vetches. I don't think it's that good looking.
Tell you
but
what
that's just me.
We're going to end up with is a, if we don't put a grass on there and mow it, we're going to end up with a lot of wall complainers why we didn't go ahead and extend the wall and why
we got that now.
I know we got it now, but if we put grass on there and mow
that's
it,
nice.
It'll take away from that argument.
I'm fine with it.
I don't want anybody to get hurt either.
I'm just concerned that this year we say we'll pay someone to mow it, next year we'll try it ourselves and
or would we?
Yeah, I'm indifferent.
Could you do both? Could you have grass and then a real steep area? Could you put your whatever you?
Hey, you can mow that stuff that he's talking about, or you can mow crown vetch down, and it'll come right back. I mean, it'll be seeding that tall. I've got it, put it out in places.
Right.
And once it can either be that tall, or you can mow it right down to that tall.
Right.
You know.
How have they mowed it the last time or two? Just weed eat the whole
no,
thing?
No, they just had Road and Bridge.
Well, we didn't mow some parts of it because there's nothing growing.
Right.
Road and Bridge.
Road and Bridge that. Mowed what they can mow, what they can mow, what's not too steep. And then yeah. I watched those guys. They probably, when they went on two wheels, they probably should have stopped. They kept on going. So, I mean, they were popping wheelies all the way up. And
oh, you watched them all over there. Mm-hmm. So it's not good.
They probably pushed the envelope of at the edge of safety. So
yeah,
they did got the job done. It looks good, yeah. But it's just it's steep.
There's a as you can tell, I'm no landscaper. You've got to if you sodded if you put sod down, mm-hmm. you have to put dirt down before you put sod.
You'd
on.
Have to. If Bermuda, not so much, but you'd probably want to. But we'd have to water it really, really good next spring and summer. Summer probably the first summer is going to be rough. I mean, look what we did to ours, and we lost some grass out front in the strip, and we watered it three times a week. We still lost some grass.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about Bermuda. You've got Bermuda down wrong. It is a hot weather grass.
It is,
and it'll survive the heat of the summer. Where you have trouble with it is it freezing out in the wintertime or your early spring before it gets hot. It mm-hmm. doesn't. It doesn't come up and look as good. I mean, but at the hot summertime, it'll be not first frost. The whole hillside will be brown. That's the only thing I've got against it because it's.
Oh yeah, you're right. As soon as it hits below 7 degrees, it turns
that's
brown.
You use it on them golf courses. Right. It's fringe of your golf course.
It's dormant. Dormant until it gets 70 degrees.
Yeah.
So it will be brown. It will be brown. Basically from October-ish to April.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be brown. I mean,
yeah.
That may be...
we may get some. More. Yeah, for somebody to say something about. Because so.
It'll look like a hillside.
Yeah. I just like to have a strip of something up there to start the...
Something.
And I'm not sure that no matter what we do, we don't want... We'll want something away from the curb. Because we may want to put some... Just like those ladies that volunteered there at one time to come in and do the whole thing for us. They may have somebody else come by and say, look, let us put you some natural shrubs. You know, the line that went down there, the original use for the line was for a flowery wall. Uh-huh. We've got those troughs in there, and that line was to feed that water line was to come out and feed those troughs as we went down and irrigate those flowers down through along the walls. Do you remember that, Chuck, when we talked about that?
Now this money's coming out of the construction budget, right? We still got money left in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
Can I just work with Renee and come up with something and come back to you in like the next few days and just do as much as we can to get something started? What do you think?
What do you think sod would cost? We sod it.
Oh, gosh, what was it, $1.75 a foot? Dollar a foot?
Really?
I mean, we just have to stake it. I mean, that sod would slip down the hillside if we didn't stake it real good.
Yeah, I'll work with Renee and tell us what y'all
do. You
like
want to do? Do you want to do Bermuda? I mean, if you do a fescue, it'll stay green year round.
Yeah,
fescue will. I mean, I don't like rye a whole lot because it clumps, but fescue is what we did in front of the judicial facility, that little park area.
You have to do it so thick.
Why you have to do it. You'll have to sod it.
You have to put it down so thick that I mean, it has to be a sod type. If you don't, because it'll try to head up on you, you know. And then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a challenge no matter what. That's Vinca right there, right? Mm-hmm. You find it? That's what they're talking about. That's Vinca.
And that's not the controversial.
Not thing. That I'm aware of.
There's one that kills cattle. And some of the boys have contacted me that live in the farm areas around. And have warned, not warned, but I mean, pretty well said.
Get a bigger picture. Can you get a picture
of that stuff that's scattered?
That it's more of a hillside? Maybe look at the landscape. Like the second one over there, that one. Nope, to the right, that one. The full size on the top left. Wow, that's full size.
That'd be a good place for me to hide.
Well, I think it would too. I mean, it can be something like that, but it would squeeze out the grass too. But I'm indifferent, guys. I'm just thinking that if we get grass on there, we're gonna be trying to cut it, and the maintenance goes on and on.
If we're gonna put something on there, the first thing we might do, and this would be something to start the procedure, as bad as you hate to, go down there right now and spray that stinking Johnson grass and get it killed out, so we don't have a problem with it.
Right.
I mean, it'll kill it right now, but now if there's frost on it,
it will.
It'll come back the next year, but right now that they've got mowed off and it's starting to shoot them little shoots up,
right.
We could spray it and get it killed out before we start whatever we're going to start, because that Johnson grass is the only thing we've got on there that's grew on there since we've
established it.
Yeah.
Well, we can put bushes up by the curbs. You know, if you wanted to put bushes to kind of soften a little bit, we can put some bushes up around the sally port on the top side, leave grass on the bottom side. And whatever we can mow on the strips, we just mow.
I think it's going to become a black eye to us if we don't get something done for it.
I think that's right. I think
the sewer is surely just going to be
across the bottom.
10, 20 feet of the right-of-way. I mean, it's just going to be on the very bottom.
It'll be in the right-of-way.
What I'm saying is...
The very bottom, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to have anything. We can go way down and not get in the way of that.
Well, we're going to get... Yeah, our trees come out, don't they?
I'd be shocked if they stay.
Yeah.
Even though it may be ugly, at least it's a tree. It's the only thing we got living on that hill. All right, let me... I'll get with Renee. I'll make some time. I think I've got 7 minutes sometime today, so.
Okay. While we're in administrative, real quick, one of you want to do the OCAG job? I got to sign back up. Okay, I can see the.
Well, I don't
mind doing it.
Let me think about it here.
I don't mind it.
Nikki, go ahead and start. That way I can at least.
There's two meetings. There's a Springfield meeting once a month. In the evening.
Okay.
Then there's a Branson meeting once a month.
Before you commit,
before I commit, I need to look and see if there's something else conflicts with it.
I don't mind it at all.
You saying yes, and then...
I think Chuck is the right guy for that job.
And it's like the extension... A job. I enjoy going to those meetings, believe it or not. I don't, but it always seems like every time I know it's the first Tuesday and they've had a switch on it and made it the third once, and then isn't it the first Tuesday of every month, isn't it, Chuck? No.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about extension.
Extension's the first Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
And OCAC's on Thursday. I don't know, second or third, yeah.
It's the third because the second is the OE.
And I would like a schedule and for soil and water down here. I went for the first year I was here, I went to soil and water, and we didn't put it on our sheet, but I would like to attend, find out when their meetings are, and have it brought to my attention on my schedule.
Ditto. Seemed like we used to get that.
We used to get that. I went with, I think you've been there a time or two when I was there, but we don't go anymore. And it's just
I get minutes at home, but it's, I don't think to look at it when the next meeting is. Okay. Now what?
She and I talked about looking at our agenda for the rest of the week.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that.
And then just reminding you that Bob is gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Well, that's good.
So the concern is...
Just kidding, Bob.
Be a good time to replace Noah.
Is that when the interviews are for the other attorneys? But there's some obvious some things in there that we probably may want to reschedule because Bob's expertise was going to be used.
Okay. He's going to be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
I did discuss this a little bit with Bob. On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What does he mean by that?
What time do you think the later is?
He didn't say.
Is that like 9 o'clock? Well, Bob should be here in a second. Let's look at things specifically. Easements, aren't those like a Bob thing?
Where you at?
I'm just looking at Wednesday right now.
Okay.
Wednesday, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easement. That's legal.
I know. I want to discuss that.
That's on agenda. That's on today.
I know. And I want to discuss that, though. When's he going to get here? 10?
At 3 o'clock, we're talking about that. But Bob will be here at 10:15, so in 5 minutes. Of course, if Jillian's listening, she could tell Bob to get down here now.
10:15 isn't too far away.
No. I'm making sure he's going to be on time.
There's Sheila. We can talk to her.
So what things does Bob need to be involved in on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Possibly the sick leave.
I went ahead and put that on.
Okay.
Your draft.
Okay.
I'd like us to talk about it, but if y'all aren't ready to talk about it, we can take it off.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's there already. I mean,
okay.
I'm just saying what Bob's pretty much been very clear on what Horizon Hills.
Okay, let me explain that if I may, please.
Uh-huh.
Lonnie Brown called, and he would like to reduce the number of lots that we've given him. We had a few to start with, and we just kind of threw everything. And I've also got it posted at 8:15 tomorrow. In case you would like to come, I'm going to meet Frank out there and just look at it one more time.
I've been with Frank on that a couple of hours.
Okay.
That's definitely a Bob issue.
That's a Bob issue, though, don't you think?
No. Okay. He's got the document written up. It's ready to go. We sent it to him.
Oh.
He just wants to know, Lonnie wants to know which lots we're insisting on them having that document for. They'll approve us. Because we'd started again like 12, and now we got 200 of them or something. I don't know.
Okay, do you think the 3 o'clock is the budget thing?
We don't need Bob there.
Okay, East-West Grant?
I don't see that we need him there.
No. Concrete easements is the only thing possibly.
Not really.
We'll know more today after the
I don't see that's
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Taxes, fees, and interest. Is Bob going to be here for... He's got that one individual that was on the agenda. He's got that from James. He showed it to me. So I think
Mr. Hanley.
I think Bob's planning to be here for the 9 o'clock.
That's fine, but I mean, it's just a decision for us to make whether we want to waive fees and interest for
this guy. I think Bob, we're fine without him.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll miss him, though. We'll miss you a lot, Bob, but we'll be fine without him. We'll make it.
Sheila, you need us for something?
Well, I'm just going to make you guys aware of what I'm afraid is trying to enter. And now, we had kind of a little thing last year. A guy in Branson sending out letters and saying he was trying to get into the property. Anyway, we had a lady on the phone a while ago, and she said that these people, it was on her, answering machine, but anyway, they left a number, they left a number for her to call back, an 888 number, but her answering machine, she had a caller ID, and it picked up this other number. And they said they were from the Tannen County Collector's Office in regard to their property. Mm. And so I looked that number up, and the number that they left for her to call back, the 888 number, it's a scam, and it's a company. You can read some of the complaints.
Yeah,
And so I'm afraid and the people that they called, they were in St. Louis, Missouri, and they own property here. And so they look for, and they tell you up front that they've got someone to buy your property or so forth, and you just send them the closing fee, or you send them, and then it never happens, and they just lose their money. But anyway, when she called, she said they told them they were from the Tannen County.
Has Attorney General been informed?
Well, I was just...
She just got the call just a few minutes ago.
And I didn't know whether... My first thought was to call the radio stations and let them be aware that if they could receive calls from this saying... But beyond that,
I think you should call the Attorney General's office immediately and then let them give you advice. This should come out, as does other counties, with the Sheriff's Department and yourself, probably, maybe.
I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't catch
Should
press release from you and the sheriff's department,
you and the sheriff's
for
department,
the radio station, giving as much detail about this contact as possible and telling people not to fall for it, basically.
Mm-hmm. If I'd done it on my own, I was just going to.
It's a legal aspect to it when the sheriff calls and you and the attorney general's has already been notified and they'll give you some little old. They may already have an established.
Well, this one complaint was from, like, New Mexico, where they had gotten, see, they paid a fees up front. And one person they called, well, I don't know what you with it, but it's not bad.
Sounds like a good idea, but to do a little press release. But people in Taney County are less likely to be fooled because they'll call the collector's office and say, "What's going on?"
That's what she did. But that was from St. Louis.
Uh huh. But yeah, it's
could you work with Jimmy on that?
Out of state.
Would it be prosecutor or Jimmy? Jimmy, wouldn't it?
Certainly report it to Jimmy as well.
Jimmy
is the attorney general.
I think you and Jimmy probably ought to put out a press release for the radio station, and then you need to call to the attorney general's office.
And report it to the sheriff's department, because this is a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what's next?
So you're fine with the way the schedule is?
I think
you
so.
You all are in favor of that?
Yeah, we decided, we've been talking pretty bad about you. Have you heard any of it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
No, but you know, Jillian called me in the restroom and said, "You need to, whatever you're doing, you need to stop and get over there. They've been calling for you."
I'm just joking. We decide we don't need you on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Right? Right.
You leave Wednesday after all?
What time are you leaving Wednesday?
I mean, I think 9 o'clock is the only thing you're going to present the tax fees and interest thing, but you don't even need to be that. You can just give it to us, and James could present it.
It's something I need to do at the time on Wednesday anyway, so I can be here at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. That's not a problem.
James, well, you don't have class every day this
week. Okay.
Well, then,
it's just, I talked to the guy, and it's a small amount, if I remember, and he's just principal. He doesn't want to pay the fees and interest. So it's pretty much just that decision.
Next.
You guys asked last week to hold out a reimbursement check.
Not public.
In AP?
Yes. I've talked to Ken Klein about that. And Ken didn't question the mileage to Jeff City for that one. And he said the board talked about the NACO trip, and they were fine with that coming out of the budget. But, you know, obviously it's our decision. But the board had no problem with the mileage, and they were fine with that also, according to Ken Klein. So,
my question is, does that need to be approved of them before it comes to the point where you have to call? And
it's supposed to be. It's supposed to have IDA signatures. All we've asked them to do is that they would sign any receipts or any invoices they got. And now what we've got to do is basically, do we want the board? I mean, that's the question. Do we want the board to sign off on every expenditure for that department?
Well,
here's
what we run into parks-wise. We run into this same situation back whenever the parks were applying for their monies.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up having Angela come in and request from the park board the funds and the monies on and expenses, and it's no different than what this is here. I think if they approve it, then we are to look at it, and if it's not, you know, if it's turned into us, it's left up for our decision making, and we don't know whether they've approved it or not.
I think things like this that are, there's some question they ought to approve, and well, just what you said, Manny.
Okay.
And then the commission ought to approve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we still need to approve it, but I mean,
it should have their signatures before it gets to us.
It gets run through as a bill, and we're in a situation where we have to hold out.
So,
or the person.
So formality wise, you want this to go to the IDA board and have them?
No, you said that they've.
I mean, I've talked to them, but we don't have anything written. I mean, we don't have a signature. But I have talked to Ken.
I'm saying for the future. I'm saying for. I mean. if you've talked to them and everything's fine. But for the future,
right,
we should, and today's meeting, today's the IDA meeting, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, past isn't always a good thing to look at, but in the past, if Road and Bridge or planning and zoning, maybe sewer, but those two, I can remember department heads coming to us, here's a training, here's mm-hmm. where it at, we want
right.
your blessing on it
right.
before we go do it. Mm-hmm. The money was in the budget, they really, quote, didn't have to come before us,
right.
but they did.
Right.
They did, yeah. I'm just using everybody, treating everybody the same. That's what I'm saying. If the park boards have to come to us and the other department heads have to come to us, then I think this needs a signature from the IDA.
Why don't you get an email from Ken saying that they approved of the expenditures?
And that's fine. I mean, I'm fine with this one if you've talked to them.
Let's just have the policy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing everybody else has done, so.
I don't have an axe to grind, really, but I do have a question on another one. Mm-hmm. And that is, I noticed that Joan, who I think the most of, her cell phone bill, we're paying the whole bill. And we don't do that in anybody else that I know
we
of.
We did for the 2 months that Altel messed up the bill.
Okay.
That she has.
Joan is still trying to get.
Is it still not fixed?
No, it's not.
Okay. Okay, it was. During the transition of everything, when we went to Altel to Verizon, back to Altel, somehow her phone number got kicked out of the system. And so that bill was supposed to be within the Altel bill, and we were going to pay 2 months to get it back, and then she was going to be in the system. I didn't know it's not fixed. Okay.
Are you saying that she's supposed to have a county phone?
County phone.
A personal phone?
Correct.
I see.
And it's a county phone number, and Altel messed it up, and we had worked out a deal where a credit and all that, and that's why we were paying her whole bill until it got rolled into the system, but that should have been resolved months ago.
No, it hasn't been.
Okay.
I've talked to
Rob
about it.
Okay.
It's not a very large number.
No, it's supposed to be.
But
the point is it's supposed to be in their system. It's supposed to be a county owned, but we gave the Office of Economic Development one phone, and that was the phone that they messed up in the transition.
I'm glad I asked.
Uh-oh. Give me that look.
From Springfield Engineering on the judicial facility, amount of $318. Are you guys familiar with this? What's the balance due?
I know nothing about it. You?
Springfield Engineering. Now what?
What do they do?
And we just received that in the mail, and I want to make sure before I called them.
Call Nick at Septagon. Just call Nick. Because he told us two bills is all we're going to get.
I pulled that sheet, and that wasn't one of them.
Call
that
Nick.
Was included.
Just tell Nick.
Okay. Now, when...
This one says it's 60 days, over 60 days.
Yeah. When is our contract for Nick reviews? Do we have an extended contract with
end
him?
Of this month.
I forgot that. He's going to meet with us again at the end of the month?
Well, no, he sent us that email. You guys got the email last week, but his role ends at the end of this month.
Okay, I want to ask a question. Would it be appropriate, and it may be something you guys don't even want to do, but we have had a constant roll of these end-of-the-year type things before warranty runs out. Would it be advisable for us to keep them on for another 3 months to call and question and have these finalized bills or see what they would charge us for that or if they would charge us
for it? I mean, there's a responsibility to make sure that any warranty stuff is, if it's open before the period end, he has to see it to the end.
I know.
But I don't know if there is a...
That's it.
But
I'm just talking
what
about...
What you're talking about, I think, wouldn't it work just as well? I'm sure they'll work for us by the hour, just like an engineer or something. If we got any more questions and it's out of, we're calling later and it's out of line with their contract,
yeah,
they just put us on the meter.
Right.
That'd be all right with me. I just thought they might cut us some slack because of some of the things that they've been involved with.
I'm guessing that if it's minor things, they would, yeah. You know, but if it's something that's kind of out of what they are responsible for, then they just bill us.
Because here we are sitting and three commissioners, and we're going to have these kind of things. We don't have any idea, not one clue, what that bill pertains to.
No.
And we're going to have a few more like that.
Well, it doesn't say anything. I mean, it's just and so even, many dollars and the date, and that's all it is.
And it's overdue.
Request for payment, Angie Burska, for 8 hours.
Oh, comp payout?
So moved.
Second?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll get it.
Motion carries.
Can Jim have a copy? Can Jim just look at this real fast so he can put it in the meeting notes? 21st.
Sorry, who made the motion?
Chuck did. I seconded it. And here's the details. And Nick, you'll want that back for me.
Okay. Here's an invoice. I just want to make sure I'm supposed to pay this for the LPA.
The airport. Would you talk to Mark Parent?
Or okay. Call Mark.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's that group that they had hired.
For the overlay
of the taxiways.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to, that I think that, and I missed the last one. We have things scheduled, especially really messes us up on holidays.
Right.
Sure like to see one of us be, we always post it, but once in a while it slips up and there's nobody there, and we sure need a commissioner there to set in those meetings.
It's nice to have.
October 13th, I could be there. That's the next one.
Has anybody noticed, do they record their meetings?
They do.
Do they? How about IDA? Do they record theirs?
IDA does not, I don't believe.
Just
Terry, they have at times in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if they're consistent about that.
Terry, I noticed her taking minutes, and I've read some minutes that she's had in the past, but I haven't received any minutes from out there for a while.
I get all the minutes.
You get all those?
Uh-huh. If at any time you want.
Okay.
Can you see if you can get the audio? Burn it on. Just do it last month. I mean, I've talked to Dave. I've talked to Mark. I've talked to Mr. Trimble to see where they're. You're right now. They're in the midst of cutting costs.
Yeah.
And they're having some challenges out there, like everyone said.
We're going to have challenges, and that's the reason I think that a commissioner being present to hear. The nuts and bolts of the things that are going to be cut here and there. I think it's just important that we try to schedule it to where we can get so that it doesn't conflict. I know it's run into the last two meetings. I think we've had things scheduled the same time at the same morning.
We did. Well, last week was, I mean, obviously the holiday.
Was the
yeah.
The 13th of October is when the next one is, and I'll be there.
Last week, Brenda emailed me again about the mailroom clerk. I still have an answer for her.
Have you guys heard from James or Sheila regarding the usages?
They sent an email. Sheila sent an email out that said something about being 80% of the... I forget when it was. Was it last week?
Do you want to visit with her, Chuck, or do you want us to bring her for the commission? Because really, it comes down to those two departments. If they say they'll use it... then it's a justified position.
It was something she wrote in there questioning whether...
I think we ought to get them both just come talk to us.
Have a work session?
Yeah.
Schedule James and Sheila regarding the mailroom clerk and the usage. And if they can... Yeah, that's... We just
do you want together or separate?
Together.
Yeah. Was that last week that was on there that she emailed us all?
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
There aren't a whole lot of departments that utilize the post office. I was just over there a little while ago and saw two departments. Neither one of them were the departments you're talking about.
Right.
They were both there.
Right.
There are several executive session
minutes
that need to be approved.
Could you remind me of that every now and then?
They're locked out there.
I thought about that over the weekend.
We're going to have to vote on some way. We've just not done it.
Originally, it was.
And I initialed them, and you initialed
every Wednesday. But
yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay. Why don't you? Can you go to them and get the ones that are I mean, they go back from January, don't they?
I'll have to look. I don't know the dates. They just give them to me, and I put them. I don't even look at them.
Get the oldest one.
I was going to say, do January, February, March, and April. Go all the way through April. Let's just do all the way through May. Let's just do all the way, including May. And then we'll review them and vote on, say, Wednesday. Because that's that we can approve minutes on Wednesday at 9.
Jim, are you thinking that we have some that go that far back that we haven't approved?
Uh-huh.
I don't think we've ever approved.
We've never approved executive minutes since I've been in, since we changed the policy.
Okay. What went through, here's where I'm at, here's, don't get me wrong on what I'm saying, because we went through a, and put a sticker beside anything that was questionable on those after you were in office.
Well, what we, the biggest thing that we had was, the biggest thing we had was you, we had, we started having a discussion of how much detail is too much detail, and how much, and we got to have some detail at least to remind us what the conversation was. And so we never decided on, do we redo them or do we just accept them the way they are and change the policy going forward? But we have not voted on any of them. We went through a bunch and said, yeah, yeah, we're ready to approve them, but we never voted on them.
Oh.
Why don't you go? We'll just put them up in the, go ahead and put them up there and then. Uh-huh. And then, but let's go through, include May, and let's just bind and clip, and we'll just go through them real fast. Chuck's probably already initialed them all.
I hope I did.
I think I'm good through May also, but just double check that. That would knock them out.
There's a group of them that's got
initials on
a sticker, initials, or something on them that we went through as we discussed this once before.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to show you guys something here.
And at some point, you may be trying to approve minutes that, of course, there might be something that's still not public information.
You have to be careful about that, don't you?
I think we talked about that, maybe that when we approve them that we need to let Jim know, Jim, you know that these are open and these are not. Maybe not.
Right.
But we do.
Community service workers. We had an instance where a mother called because Mike Schofield referred her to our office. Mm-hmm. The individual was 12 years old. I mean, he can't even work, but yet.
I don't know.
Do we need something in place where we have to be 16, have to be 15?
Oh, you can't do that.
I mean, 16 at least. I mean, I would think.
I think you have to.
18?
You have to be 18.
I think you want to make sure and have them sign a release before they do the community service.
From the parents?
No, from them. They're, if they're over 18, they can sign a release.
I'm talking about that. Yeah,
yeah, we need to be 18 or older.
We drop below 18. I don't think we need to even be doing it. Do you?
Let's not do juvenile at all.
I don't think it's a matter of where it's coming from. I mean, it'd be different if I think your son or something wanted to come in and do some community service, but I think you need to treat everybody the same. So I think you need to make it 18 to do community service at the county.
18.
Revisit the policy.
We good with 18? Do we need to write a note to the to somebody?
Mike Schofield, because we had initially told him that we would take juveniles.
Why that's right, when he came in with Josh.
Oh, that's right. We did say juveniles.
Yes, you did.
Well, if we do,
didn't
do we
indicate
want...
what an age, but 12, that's...
I forgot about that.
I wouldn't go under 16 and have releases from the parents before you have them do the community service.
Well, I'm having second thought.
We did,
I mean, can we just say that it's up to the discretion of the department head that's using them?
Again.
You want a release is all you care about.
I don't care what you do. I'm worried about liability.
Can we get a release from you?
We got to have a release from the parent and the
can give you a release form for them to fill out.
Please.
I have problems with too young, like 12.
If they're too young to work,
are they not too young to work? Whether it be community
service. Oh, yeah, it's
true.
You've got to be 14, don't you, in the state of Missouri?
Whatever the state law is.
14.
You start having people work for the county, even on a voluntary basis.
It needs to be 14, guys, because 14 is the state, because my son got a job when he was 14.
14.
Okay,
and a release under 18.
And we've got a form, if it's good enough, that we used to use an animal control. And I don't know if we're doing it over here, but we sure need to, don't we?
Yeah. I had my daughter go into animal control. She didn't have to do community service, but she went in and did some. But we need to make sure they fill out the form.
Do we have the form then, you're saying?
Evidently, we have one.
Is there one here now? Do you have a copy of it?
I don't.
You're still responsible.
I'll look in my computer.
Okay.
Animal control and work release.
Give it.
Of liability.
She'll, yeah. Yeah, you don't take it. Give it to him.
How are we going to do that? We can get a work release. They're going to have to be under the total responsibility of the department head.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I mean,
if they don't have work,
we just have to go through the department.
Can't watch them at the time.
Yeah. They're just going to have to. I mean, we're setting ourselves up here for.
I got called a year or two ago and oversaw a guy on Saturday picking up trash and stuff.
But see, we could have him clean. We can have them clean restrooms. I mean, that's a big deal. We have employees doing that right now. I mean, there's always work, and you could always use the extra hand. We got plenty of stuff. I mean, it's not supposed to be rosy. So, what else you got? You sparked one thing for me.
An individual from Branson Estates was referred by Jerry Adams, their senior disabled people. Three in their community are blind, and several others are partially blind. They're wanting, like, some street lights and, you know, possibly a sign.
This says?
Blind crossing or,
yeah,
you know, blind.
Like that. Because people that bring these individuals back to their homes, I mean, it's really hard to see down in there.
It's Branson Estates. That's the city of
the
Branson.
The light would not be for the blind people. It would be for the people to see the blind people so that they don't get hit or something. But,
I knew.
Bob, you know, as slow as we may seem sometimes, we did know that one.
I even figured that one out.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for that clarification. I'm fine with signage, but if it's our street. I don't even know if it's our street. If it is our street, then have Frank price them for us.
Where is Branson Estates?
I don't know.
Bay Creek area.
Who?
I believe it is the county.
You looking?
I don't know that we've got any street lights anywhere, except out here at the courthouse. But
I'll tell you what they can do. Note to whoever sent your note there. They can contact the power company and pay for it through a homeowner's association.
They may even do it for free if it's a disabled. I mean, they may have something. I mean,
I know that's what I'm saying, but actually, it has nothing to do with the county. It has to do with their homeowner's association. We run into this situation in another location, and there was a couple of power poles, maybe three or four, with lights on them, put in a location, and they're paid for by the community, and the county didn't have anything to do with it other than approve the.
Okay, if they do not have a homeowners association,
well, they have to form some kind of. Somebody's got to be responsible for it. We're not in.
The Branson Estate's not listed in the GIS system as a subdivision, so I would need a street name that we're talking about, and then I would say let's get Frank to price. If it's our stuff, have Frank price some signage. And then, I mean, I don't know the street that we're talking about. I know we were mentioning it, but it's not in the GIS. Is it?
We don't do street lights, but it'd be nice to have solar if we do.
But there may be some organizations out there that we can help get street lights for them through a disabled. I mean, we can see there's a grant. I mean, there's lots of stuff out there. But I would like to know specifically what street we're talking about, or streets.
Jerry Adams sent him over here, you said?
Yes.
So he would probably have done the research to know it's a county.
Let me call Jerry. Yeah.
Once you,
I have a phone number, so I can get back with her. And then as we go into budget, you guys need to remember to discuss road sharing, whether
we're going to do it
this year or not. Letters need to go out. So.
Gotcha.
Okay.
My thing here, gentlemen, is based off of complaints, we are not getting the word out that the judicial facility is down there, and we have some offices. We're all getting asked a bunch of questions. I have had Jillian work up this design and put it the size of real estate signs, would be an 18 by 24 as temporary signage, to put it in three locations in the yard, in the lawn, to see if it makes a difference before we decide if we wanted to do permanent signage. But I want to know if you guys are in favor of that or not. What this basically, that's the three things that people are asking about. We thought that with a sign pointing down the street may help, but do it out, not on the glass of the door, because by then it's too late. We thought if we stuck it out in the yard and it wasn't too, if we didn't spend much money and it was not helping, then we could just, you know, a couple hundred dollars and we'd tried. And if it is helping, maybe we'd do permanent signage. But this is the best design we could come up with.
Looks nice.
That
you know another place to put it? When you come into the building, there's a board, and people start looking on the board to see which room the courtroom is in.
We could put it there,
nice
too.
It'd be nice to have it there. If you're looking for a courtroom, it's down the street.
Well, we could. That's the adjustable ones we can fix. But I'm thinking this outside, separate, in the grass, on the sidewalk, but three locations. You know, the Sheila and James entrance side, over here on our side entrance, and then if people park but come in from the corner and walk to our door. You know, just basically three places, but...
You're saying along the sidewalk uh-huh. coming in.
Yep. Yep. And but just regular real estate sign heights, which, so, you know, we've got those. I've got plenty of those lying around, I've seen, so...
I think anybody in the courthouse is probably anywhere between 10 and 100 people since last October giving directions down to...
Well, the assessor's office has been letting me know, and they're getting... For some reason, they're the ones getting asked this month, they're getting asked a bunch of times, and we're getting a lot of traffic upstairs.
And we had two this morning.
Yeah, I mean, we're just getting.
Yeah, it's constant in our office.
You see, and so that's why I'm saying if we could get some signage outside the building, maybe that would help. But it's not very much money. But I wanted to see if you guys were in favor of spending a couple hundred dollars through maintenance and see how that plays out before we got a permanent sign. Because we can always do permanent, make it look really nice. But I'm concerned that if it's not effective, it's why spend any extra money.
That may be more effective than a permanent.
It might be, and this is the poly stuff, so it's you know it'll be yeah. weather resistant. And if it's a failure, then we don't have much invested in it. All right.
I think it'd go good by the door. I mean, I think I'd be go. I think the sign you can post it.
We can print them out and post them too. So.
I'd post it by the door, and as they round, if they're on this side of the building, as they round the corner, and they see. One in the yard is sitting right there, points in that direction.
Right.
That would be fine. And
well, we're going to get three then, and then I'll post some internally, and then, like I said, I'll put some on these other boards when people are looking for information.
But some of them could be even temporary on the days that there's a lot of court going on.
If you want to be in, people would forget. We just need to put it up permanently. Okay, so I wanted to bring that up. Okay, that's it. Mr. Paulson's turn.
I'm going to kick the door shut in a second.
I got your signs, hon. Was it yes or no on our realtor signs?
Yes.
Yes.
Three.
I got them for basically $180. Sorry about the little stick there.
Can you close that door too, Ms. Jane? Yes. Motion to go into executive.
Second. All in favor say aye. Roll call.
Danny, aye.
Chuck, aye.
James, I.
In an executive session.
Per 610.021.
Per 610.021.021, blah, blah.